European authorities are also dealing with the issue of asylum seekers. Around 300 people appear to have drowned this week when their overcrowded dinghies sank in the Mediterranean Sea. The victims are believed to be mainly from sub-Saharan Africa, and their deaths have triggered calls for greater international action to stop people traffickers. Barney Porter has the latest.
The first inkling of the disaster came earlier this week when more than 100 freezing people were plucked from a small boat off the coast of Libya. Of these, 76 eventually made it to shore safely, but 29 others died from hypothermia before they could get adequate medical attention. Their vessel had been hopelessly ill-equipped to cope with waves up to 8 metres high, gale-force winds and torrential rain. Overnight, 9 more people arrived on the Italian island of Lampedusa, still in shock and also suffering from exposure. It's now understood they're the only survivors of 4 vessels that had been packed with hundreds of young men from several sub-Saharan countries. Federico Fossi is the UNHCR's representative on Lampedusa.
We're talking about rubber dinghies overcrowded with around 100 people on board. The weather conditions were really rough over the last 2-3 days, so very high waves, and many of them fell into the water. Those 9 were in the water for a few hours after the moment where the Italian Coast Guard sent on the spot a commercial ship who rescued them.
And he's told the BBC the news may only get worse.
One of the survivors told us as they left the Libyan shore, they said there were 3 other boats in front of them. So that means that there might be a 4th rubber dinghy. There is no trace of that boat. If the news is confirmed, that would bring the death toll to up to 300 people.
3 children travelling on their own are among the survivors. Italian authorities are now searching for the 4th dinghy, but the weather conditions remain bad. The Italian Navy had been primarily responsible for search and rescue operations in the Mediterranean, but scaled back the mission last November after EU partners refused to share running costs of around 9 million euros a month. It was replaced by a smaller-scale mission run by the EU. Andrei Mahecik is also with the UNHCR.
It is a stark reminder of what we can expect in the Mediterranean in the coming months in the absence of any robust search and rescue operation being put in place. Europe cannot afford to do too little too late. The priority should be on saving lives.
Last September, the International Organization for Migration calculated more than 40,000 people had died since 2000 while trying to flee life-threatening circumstances. More than half of these were trying to get to Europe, and most of them had originally come from Syria, where a civil war has now been raging for 4 years. Last year alone, more than 3,200 people died while attempting to reach Italy by boat from North Africa. Federico Fossi again.
We are always talking about, you know, numbers, number of people arriving, number of people dying, but the most important thing is always the story of those people and try to listen to them. And we do understand that these people very often have no choice but risking their lives. And that is not correct. That shouldn't happen.
The head of the IOM, William Lacey Swing, has also spoken out about the latest incident. In a statement, he said, "The world must act. What's happening now is worse than a tragedy," he said. "It's a crime."
Barney Porter.